Hey everyone, this is Neil Dutton at NDutton13 on the Twitter. You're listening to the Rotoviz Highlight Reel brought to you by MyBookie, the official sportsbook of Rotoviz Radio. On the Highlight Reel, we feature the top articles on rotoviz.com and get an extended insight into the writer's process and findings. For those of you that don't know, Rotoviz is a sports data and analytics site that publishes over 1,000 articles per year and has a suite of more than 20 proprietary apps. Go to rotoviz.com to check out the site. Today we'll be discussing a rest of season redraft mock, and I'm delighted to be joined by Brian Malone, who organised this mock on Rotoviz. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Thanks, Neil. Happy to be on and talk about this mock. It's got some interesting insights.
I'm sure it has. So obviously, leap straight into it. What was the idea with a rest of season mock draft from your point of view?
Just kind of a quick and dirty way to get rankings / strategies from a bunch of smart guys. So, once we've got a little bit of data, but really not that much, how much have things changed and how much are we sticking to our preseason rankings?
So, obviously you didn't do this yourself. You did have some help. Who did take part in the draft?
Yeah, so we've got some names that you probably recognize: Sean Siegel, Matt Wisp, Hassan Rahim, Ben Gretsch, Nick Giffen, and myself. So we each took two teams, basically, and we did a 12-team mock. In fact, we're actually still going right now. We're in the middle of the third round.
Blimey. And how many rounds are you planning on doing? Is it a full mock draft, full 15, 16 rounds?
No, we're just going to do the top maybe 4 to 6 rounds just to get an idea of the big names and how they've changed and whether anybody has popped into that top tier.
Because obviously, from a layman's point of view, and let's be honest, I'm fairly lame at most things that I do. The drafting's done. You know, we've all done the draft. We all mocked. We've all done simulators, and we've actually drafted our teams. So, what was the main, for want of a word, what was the point of this process exactly?
Yeah, the idea is to give people an idea for who they should be targeting in trades and who they should be looking to dump. So, if somebody has taken a big fall in, this mock, that's a good sign that the consensus is down on that person, and maybe if you can get out at a decent price, it's time to do it.
Well, as you say, as I said, alluded to before, the season has already started. It's in full swing, and you shouldn't miss a single trick with a subscription to a Rotoviz NFL Pass, which you can get right now for 30% off. It's available through the NFL podcast homepage, rotoviz.com/podcast. Your subscription gives you unlimited access to all of our NFL content and tools and supports the pod. So be sure to get your 30% discount for an NFL pass at rotoviz.com/podcast. So obviously, the most important question then, Brian, given how the historic start to the season he had, where did Kareem Hunt get drafted?
Yeah, so I actually passed on him at 107, and Nick Giffen jumped all over him at 108. And, the idea there is, Nick says, of course his efficiency is going to regress, but he's going to get more volume, and that's going to make him worth a decent first-round pick.
Obviously, we've seen again to the start of the season, it doesn't appear to be a good year for early round running backs, certainly from pre-season drafting. How did the first round look in terms of running backs and wide receivers taken?
It was chock full of running backs. I couldn't believe it. So there were, for Rotoviz is, team zero RB, I want to say 6 running backs went in the first round, and, Sean took Melvin Gordon at 106, which surprised me. So I think maybe the takeaway there is that zero running back is a good strategy in the preseason because we just don't know how the season's going to play out. But even a couple weeks of data can give us a better idea. And I think Josh Hermsmeyer has shown that most running back injuries happen in the first 4 weeks of the season. So we're halfway through that period, and we can feel a little bit more confident of taking some of these guys.
Right, so obviously, as I say, it's a draft, with yourselves. It's for, the rest of the season. And I'm pretty sure you've done your fair share of drafts with our new favourite app, Draft. I've played in a couple of leagues this past weekend. Got off to a fairly good start. Odds are, if you're listening to this show and reading Rotoviz regularly, you should be able to find some good values in the Snake Draft weekly DFS contests. Come and join me on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes, or play right from your computer on playdraft.com, whatever you want. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code RVRadio. That's right, play a real money game for free just for using my promo code RVRadio on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to playdraft.com and come play free with promo code RVRadio. So aside from Kareem Hunt, can you give me two players whose stock has risen, one rightfully so and one, in your opinion, wrongfully so?
Yeah, so I'll start with maybe this is hard to say because it's Sean, but Melvin Gordon, I'm not buying him all the way at 106. I just haven't gotten it. He seems like an adequate running back. He's going to get the volume there, but I just can't buy it. He's had history. He's had long bouts of poor efficiency, which seem to be flaring up again, and so I'm just not quite there yet. And there haven't been too many risers. I think one of the people that's kind of locked in some value unexpectedly is Todd Gurley. So he looked, we thought week one was going to be his breakout game against the Colts, and if he didn't do it against them, he's never going to. He looked pretty bad running the football against Indianapolis, but got plenty of volume in the pass game. And so that's actually, I think, bumping him up from where he was in the preseason, even though he hasn't looked that great as a runner.
And what about the flip side of the coin? Have there been any players who've fallen who deserve to? And have there been any people who you look at and think, ooh, don't know why they're that being taken this late?
Yeah, so I think the biggest faller so far has been one of the rookie running that we're halfway through the third round. He hasn't been taken. And I don't see how he's done really anything wrong. I don't know that he's done that much different than Melvin Gordon, for example. He's gotten a lot of volume. He's looked okay. His offense isn't going to be as good, but, I think he's still all right. I'm pretty comfortable taking him, and he may be my next pick.
And what about anyone? Is there anyone to say who's fallen who you think, yep, can see that, can see why he's done that, can see why you're not Mr. Popular right now?
You know, there haven't been any big fallers. I think they've stuck to our priors quite a bit. Obviously, David Johnson hasn't been taken, and we're in the middle of the third round. I wonder how long it'll be before somebody grabs him, just because, there's pretty decent odds he's going to be back for the fantasy playoffs, and he's probably the RB1. If we did a draft starting for week 14 and he's back and healthy, I think he's going to be the 101 again.
That is very interesting, and if you'd like to make Thursday night football games a little bit more interesting, which considering it's the Rams versus the 49ers tonight, then MyBookie is probably the best place to go. It has the fastest payouts, seriously, just two business days. They have a rock-solid reputation, and the other cool thing is they have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. It's really super easy to get up and running. Plus, if you join now, MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. If you sign up this month with the Roto Recap promo code and then forward a copy of your sign-up confirmation email to rotovizradio@gmail.com, you'll be entered into a draw for a limited edition Rotoviz athletic pullover. So sign up for MyBookie, deposit money, then forward us your email confirmation and we'll announce the winner on a future episode of Rotoviz Radio. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. So Brian, for yourself, do you tend to overreact or underreact after 2 weeks of a season in terms of fantasy?
I tend to be pretty aggressive. So I think there's been some data here. Adam Harstad did a study and the Harvard Sports Analytics did a study that about 4 weeks is the tipping point, maybe 3 or 4 weeks is the tipping point where half of a player's future production is predicted by ADP and the other half is predicted by, the first few weeks. Well, at least 50-50 ratio. There's plenty of noise in them too. So I tend to take the first couple of weeks seriously, and of course, so much better tools now where we can look at their yards, we can look at target share, things like that to get a better idea just than fantasy points. So, Tariq Cohen has got the plan. He's getting those targets. He's getting, plenty of opportunity in PPR. I'm happy to buy into that, probably earlier than other people are going to.
So, you're quite late on in the draft. You're not finished yet. But from this point, this point in the draft, from your opinion, who has won the draft or who's winning the draft?
I think it's probably Nick Giffen. So no shock there. He's gotten, it just seems like he's scooping value. He got Hunt, who maybe I should have taken at 107. He got Le'Veon Bell, who is arguably, you know, was a 101 before and hasn't been too bad. And so he took Travis Kelce in the third round, which I thought was a bit of a reach, but Nick noted that right now, if he were a wide receiver, he'd be a top 10 wide receiver in PPR scoring. So I think he's cleaning up, which is not too surprising.
It's always a good thing for any, you know, any Rotoviz publication, if we can say nice things about the doc. Do you have any other projects in the works or things that we can expect from you moving forward related to this draft or otherwise?
Yeah, I'll probably do a couple more of these throughout the season. And then, you know, after week one, we did just a round table where people came in and gave their hot takes, cold takes, whatever it was, about reactions to week one. We'll probably do a couple more of those. And I'll just be throwing stuff against the wall to see what interests people.
Well, that's great. And that's also going to do it for today's edition of the Rotoviz Highlight Reel, brought to you by Draft and MyBookie.ag. I'm Neil Dutton. You can find me on Twitter at NDutton13. My guest was Rotoviz.com writer Brian Malone. You can find him on Twitter at BrianMaloneFF. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the Rotoviz Highlight Reel. Please rate and review the Rotoviz Radio podcast on iTunes or your favourite podcast app. Contact us via email, rotovizradio@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter at rotovizradio. And remember, you can always support the pod by subscribing to Rotoviz at a 30% discount through the Rotoviz Radio homepage, rotoviz.com/podcast.